So it's been a while since I've actually done a podcast or a vlog, and I thought I would start by trying to say something. But I think what might happen is that there'll be a series of these podcasts. So this will be the first part in a few of the podcasts about what I've been up to. And when I say what I've been up to, it's more of a breakdown of how the events that I run have been going, and just to point out some of the events. Leeds Social Media Cafe, very chilled out event. People just come along, do as they please, sort of talk amongst themselves about their jobs and everyone's jobs and roles and what they do during the day is quite unique. Often some people come with tasks that come on their agenda in the evening and they've no idea how to deliver social media, or they've got a keen interest and they're just a few stumbling blocks. So it's quite an interesting place to meet different types of people. And I think from this, the initial interest from the social media cafes was really interesting, because many people were saying that they enjoyed that it was quite busy and vibrant, but at the same time that they took away something from it. It was just that they felt like they wanted a little bit more. And the cafe is just a talking point. It's somewhere that allows people to be more human than digital whilst discussing how they manage their social media. And social media for me is great because it's a very social thing, but the media element is the negative in that it is a technology. And the reason why it's a negative isn't because I hate technology. It's more the case that I love technology so much, and so do other people. And technology is now, even if you don't like it, it's just a part of life. So the social media cafe was really there to allow people to, I really want to say deteriorate, that's the wrong word to use, but to find a way to disseminate and divert their attention away from the click boxes and the screen that grabs people's attentions. And I've done a lot of study into how over a period of time we've become more voyeuristic towards media, and through the square angles of the TV and now tablets. It's just an ever evolving, interesting sort of area of media where we seem to be more and more sucked in, and it's part of our lives. And the social media cafe is still in the discipline of discussing technology as a broader spectrum, but with the specific interest of how people wish to communicate. And clearly from that, social media is the main key, the main factor of how people nowadays do communicate, through various applications that are far more sociable and interactive than any other that's around. So the use of technology development is just really interesting in this day and age, and that's what takes prime spot at the Leeds Social Media Cafe. So from these amazing social media cafes, the development of them, the next sort of progression, the natural state would be to move to a slightly more unique event. And a lot of the feedback that I was getting at the time was that people were interested in how to use social media, but there was the understanding that actually people wanted something that was not quite a workshop, but more of a, how should I say, they wanted more of a feel for a very broad outline of how they might develop the issues that surround them. And it was quite nice to hear that people did want more. But it was equally quite interesting to try and find out how we might deliver that something new to them. And from that, the idea of the tea and social events was born, really, to provide people with a very open sense of an outline of how they might use social media. But we were giving people examples of how other people do it. And all too often through the cafes, people were also looking at each other to seek out information. And quite often, two people would be talking to each other, seeking information from each other. And there would be this brick wall effect, or two people would be seemingly experts that were very agreeable, but there was, again, a brick wall in the way that none of this was actually developing in a certain way. So we've tried to cater for this through the social media cafes and really push people to discuss and debate. But there is this ever-lying sort of need for people to be rejoiced and happy in understanding what they are delivering is great, and that they are doing a really good job on social media, because currently there are no set of principles and standards that people adhere to. Everyone is fairly unique. And equally, some people have come quite sort of relatively sad in some ways about their need to want to do this, but they really don't have an idea. And Tea and Social is really there to praise people, to say, look, this is how it could be done, and these are actual working examples, and you can offline go away and discuss and debate these things, because that's what we need to do. Is we need to meet face to face, to meet these people, to then say, well done, you're different to how I imagined you online, or I've never seen you before, and then to go offline again, and to go back online from offline, to then find out how we might integrate ourselves with them, and how we might mix with them and discuss topics with them, but through the power of social media. And there's a real, I believe that Tea and Social has really allowed a bridge to celebrate how local businesses do deliver great social media, how people and individuals have had a business plan, a brand and a message, but social media has not only added a return on investment, but it has exponentially increased their brand awareness and their, through their values that they've somehow interpreted almost magically without any real necessity to think about it, but their values of their brand and their passion has been so involved into social media that they've expanded on their brand values, and it's just really allowed people, Tea and Social has just allowed people to, those individuals, to be and to become local icons. And that's the goal for the future as well, is to allow people to feel like if they're able to have a general chit-chat, they would go to the social media cafe. But if they really needed something that's less formal than a workshop, something that doesn't really need to take them through the baby steps, but would give them an idea and a context and a value for how this could be delivered, and actually show them a work in progress. And that's what Tea and Social is. And it's really meant to be something that can work hand in hand with any other social media event, like something as open as the cafe. But equally, the Tea and Social can run on its own, and it's really got that great dynamic. And that's something that we set out to do originally, or that I set out to do. And we're still at the early stages in some ways, but it seems like a great big success. Please listen to the second one. I'm going to do a second podcast now and talk more about the Tea and Social, and thank you for listening. Before I forget, you can follow us on audioboom.com/tea and toast, or also tweet us at tea and toast.